So, question for you. This is maybe getting a little more personal. I know you had mentioned that you're active on Twitter, and I've seen some interesting tweets from you again, sort of calling out Justin, our prime minister, on some of the tweets he puts out. But it looks like your last tweet response to him kind of got you in a little bit of trouble. Do you want to explain what you tweeted and what
Yes.
happened?
Yeah, totally. So I'm banned off Twitter. So I'm in Twitter prison.
For 7 days, you said,
I got
right?
a 7-day sentence, potentially longer if the Twitter council decides. And it
And this was
was
because of a tweet you replied to of your brother's, of Justin's.
I saw him tweet this like 76 million vaccines administered. Go rush to get yours. Book your appointment today. Like, vaccines are the only way we get through this pandemic. Blah blah blah. And I just replied hashtag fake vaccine. Like, it doesn't provide immunity. It doesn't stop transmission. And according to VAERS, it's killed more people than all other vaccines in history that have been reported on VAERS. And that's all statistically factual. There's nothing in there's nothing
And that's
I
what got you
honestly,
booted.
and that got me booted. And it was literally like 2 minutes after I made that tweet.
Do you think
And
he would have like reported you?
well, I don't think Justin would have reported, but I don't believe that Justin actually runs his Twitter account. So
You'd
like,
be
but
right.
the people who do run it probably pressed report and or using their super secret blue check mark, Twitter private public partnership. They maybe did something, but I don't know. I don't want to hypothesize too much. But now I'm in this, and if anything, it's more reason to keep going. So I've
When was
been
the last time you spoke with your brother?
so the last time I saw him was the very beginning of very like right before COVID, right before Sophie, like right when Sophie had just gotten back from Europe. Yeah, we had a family dinner, and then yeah, that was in like end of February 2020. Yeah.
Okay. And so my perception of your mother, whom I'm assuming you speak with and
So we've had a little bit of a challenging relationship between my mother and I. She wrote me a kind of a nasty text message telling me that I was so not woke.
is that an insult? So, having said that, I would have pegged your mom as sort of a very free thinker from knowing a lot about her, reading a lot about her history and whatnot. So is she sort of in the Justin Trudeau mindset, and that's why she,
She's a victim of media hypnotization. I mean, one of the last times I was there, every single television was tuned to CNN. She was like, such a like, Trump was the devil incarnate, and like, it's just this speaks the power of the media to infiltrate. Plus, obviously, like, Justin's like, I mean, look, if your son was the prime minister, you'd probably be pretty proud and would like, support him and everything he's doing. And so, and then when you're like, you're so into the media, and the media has such control over you, and it's like, when presented with like, when I would say something like, that was counter, it's Trump. It's like, oh, it's just like, let me just quickly cancel via like, putting on like, this assumption that, well, somehow you're like supporting Trump in this. It's like, man, I'm not supporting Trump in this. Like, I think, he was part of this whole thing too. Like, he was part of creating people massively divided over the last, 4 years before he got out of there. And then, so keeping this division stoked that there's this like, these two colors of red and blue of like polarized society, which are funny enough flipped in Canada. But
So, do you ever plan to come back to Canada, do things have to drastically change for you to return?
Yeah, I mean, like, we got to get rid of the vaccine mandates and lift all vaccine requirements and testing requirements for coming in and out of the country, and then I'll mm-hmm. happily come back to Canada. And, like, you know, but last time I went to Canada, like, you know, I went in because, like, you know, I have an American wife and an American son. You know, we wanted to go to Canada in the summer of 2020. So, you know, I just didn't trust the airlines because, like, you know, when you're flying, you deal with, like, you know, airline personnel who carry an awful lot of power. And if, like, you know, you run into the wrong person, like, your family could get separated at the, you know, at the airport. And I just couldn't take that risk. So we actually, you know, acquired an RV, and we drove all across the country in the middle of mm-hmm. pandemic. And it was like, started in California, where I was like really hyped up, and then as we went across, like, you know, Texas and Middle America, I remember being in a spring with like 1,000 people, like a hot springs in Texas with 1,000 people. Everyone just having a great time. It was like, there's nothing going on here. And as I got closer and closer to Canada, it just, like, you know, it just kept getting more ramped up and more ramped up, and everybody wearing their these, you know, these face coverings, and, you know.
So I have, Kyle, I have a couple of questions for you before we wrap up. And again, you know, some of these might be a little on the personal side. So, but maybe you'll be fine to give me your opinion. There is a petition that is circulating around Canada calling for Justin Trudeau to step down. Would you sign it?
Yeah. I from my advice to him would be, yes, step down, get out of this. Like, you're a frog in a pot of water, the burner is on and it's getting real hot. Get out before you boil. Like, get out before you boil.
So you see him as the frog, not the person turning up the heat. You don't see him as...
Well, I would say, like, the heat is being
society, a metaphor,
but, like, but society is, like, you know, when he's getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and, like, you know, the statements are getting more, like, pointed divisive mm-hmm. and unconscious, like, you know, as they're going, like, you know, it's like, you know, he should step down, or like some of his MPs, like, you know, any heartful, heart open, heart thinking humans who are part of, like, you know, the group, like, you know, get out of that group, get out of that party. All it takes is, like, I don't know, maybe 10 of you to move to the other party, and then we've got a new prime minister. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, then, like, you know, and if it's not, and if you recognize that the blue party is the same as the red party, it's just a different shade, then, you know, I would consider looking towards the purple party and looking towards people like Bernier and Hillier. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, why don't we reset the Canadian political system, like, you know, with some new energy that isn't a slave to the global corporatocracy. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, but, and so that's what I feel like, you know, I don't have the exact answer.
Yeah.
But I have, you know, I have ideas, mm-hmm. and I can see that, you know, there is great hope. Like, Canada is an incredible country. We produce so much. We have so much. Like, you know, and if we work together as Canadians towards shaping the Canada that we want to see, a prosperous, abundant Canada, you know, we can realize that. We can make that a reality. If mm-hmm. we are hypnotized into believing red, blue, left, right, identity politics, scarcity mindset, fear-driven, mind-controlled worldview that is being presented via the tube, you know, via the channels and via the programs on television, then, you know, we're in trouble. So that's why, like, you know, I think it's important that people just keep speaking up, mm-hmm. like, you know, keep, like, you know, talk to other people, ask the kind of the tough questions, but be truthful and be gentle in the way that you approach this. And, like, you know, let's try and heal, because, like, yeah, like, you know, a giant wedge has been created, and, you know, I seek, like, you know, I don't think we need to have, like, you know, mass hangings or lynchings or, like, you know, violence to bring us through this. I think it's really important that we don't have violence. Like, violence is not going to be the answer here. Violence is only going to give them more power. And specifically on that note, this convoy that's going to Ottawa this weekend, to anybody who watches this and is going to be there, be on the lookout for agent provocateur, because they are going to be there. They are going to be trying to incite violence. They're going to be carrying rocks. They're going to try and get, you know, I can imagine we're going to see riot squads potentially there. And as soon as they bring out the riot squads, you know, for every, you know, 200 riot squad people, there's probably two or three riot squad people who are dressed as anarchists carrying rocks.
And that's what I was going to say. Do you anticipate that people will be planted?
Yeah, of course. That's what they do.
You heard that Trudeau announced today that he's come into close contact with COVID, and he's now he's now going to quarantine, probably far away from wherever the convoy is going to, you know, set themselves up in Ottawa.
He says he's going to be at home. He'll probably be at Harrington Lake. That's probably where he'll be. And, you know, there's...
So it's good timing for that close contact.
There's two entrances to that property.
Right. So I noticed some people on Twitter kind of calling you to sort of step up, saying, you know, Kyle, where are you? Why are you hiding? What do you have to say to people who are saying, you know, you're not speaking out enough about what's happening in Canada, and calling you or saying that you're in hiding?
Yeah, I'm not in hiding. I'm right here, and I feel like I've been speaking my truth.
I feel like you have, like, too. I've seen a lot of stuff. Yeah.
And I mean, people want, obviously they want more. They're like, you know, they might see me as, like, you know, some sort of solution. I'm doing kind of my best, but I'm also like, you know, I'm raising a family. I'm an entrepreneur. Like, you know, I am not on a payroll. I have not taken any oaths. Like, you know, I am not supported. I do not have, like, you know, I work my tail off to provide for, you know, my family. And, like, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm not raking a big salary. I'm not supported to spread my views. Everything that I'm doing is pure hard energy. This is purely me, like, you know, channeling these words. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do this and, you know, and speak up, because at the end of the day, like, you know, this is really about, light. We must stand strong, because, and, like, you know, and reject this fear and deception that is being pushed upon us. And this is not left, right. You know what I mean?
You are very different. Seems like polar opposite from your brother. One last comment from you, if I could, before we wrap up. Let's say Justin's watching right now, our prime minister. He's watching right now. What would you like to say to him? What would you say to your brother?
I had a feeling you might ask that question.
Yeah.
You know, I would say, like, you know, Justin, like, enough is enough. Like, it's like, I know, like, I don't, like, whatever got you to this point, you know, whatever, you know, you've done, whatever they have, like, just, like, you know, recognize you are in this position. You've got, as I just mentioned before, there's two options. There's three options. You continue this charade. You repeal yourself and get out of this charade, or three, you repeal and you expose and you bridge the worlds, and we start actually healing, because I know you're very, you know, you've been deep on this whole thing, and you've seen a lot, and you understand the inner workings of the machine. But do you really want to continue, like, you know, supporting this machine when it's like, look behind me, look at the people, they're coming, The engines are roaring. The Canadians have had it. Like, I can only imagine, like, you know, my heart goes out to you. That last election, like, when you were out there campaigning, bro, you couldn't go anywhere. Like, everywhere you went, you were met with, like, so much anger and so many people who were, like, you know, had enough. Like, dude, like, I know we might have had this vision of, like, you know, that, like, you could be bigger and better, but, like, it's getting to the point now where it's, and people are angry and people are sad and people are getting desperate. And, like, you know, and we want Canada to be strong and free. This is a true North, strong and free. And it, government is of the people, by the people, for the people. Like, respect the people, respect people's differences and opinions. And, like, you know, recognize that these questions, like, warrant debate, warrant, like, you know, like, that, like, that is the tenet of a free society, is free speech and communication and debate. Like, you know, so, you know, I love you. I love you.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing with us today, Kyle. I know it's, you know, you and I spoke about you leaving Canada for that reason, and it's got to be a sad thing, but we really appreciate you sharing your perspective on things, giving us a little sort of insight into your relationship with RPM. And you know, we are as a country, you know, struggling with division. So it's good to hear your words and you know, speak more towards reconciliation and hope. So I just want to thank you for your time tonight.
Well, thank you, Melanie. I really appreciate, you know, you and all you're doing and your team and Nico back there. Thank you for doing such a great job.
Yes, he does.
You know, on this program. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the backdrop you have there too, with your support of the truckers. They are trucking. They are trucking hard, and they need all the support they can get.
And it looks like the light is changing. I'm using a software called OBS. You can all become your own broadcasters now and do this too.
Thanks, dance. Kyle. And dance.
And dance. Yes. So important to dance.
Politicians ready. Big Pharma. Media. All right, demons, let's go! Woke up in the morning, brush your teeth and turn on your TV. Get your cup of coffee and watch your favorite personality. Lie to me, his face spreads across this land. Oh, yeah, there's a virus, very contagious. We're a face diaper, keep your distance from people. And the talking heads of the government say stay home and shelter in place. And the talking heads of the media say stay home and shelter in place. Shelter in place, shelter in place. Shelter in place. Woo! Several months have passed by, a non-stop push to get the jab in me. And you, compliance is not an option. We will resist with every part of our being. Never lie to me, his face spreads across this land. Oh, yeah, there's a virus, not very contagious. No need for a face mask, gather with people. And the talking heads of the government said stay home and shelter in place. And the talking heads of the media said stay home and shelter in place. Shelter in place,
kids, and the government says stay home and shelter.